Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Storm Cycle by Iris Johansson and Roy Johansson, read by Tanya Eby. For Jennifer Enderlin, editor extraordinaire, whose insight enriches our books, whose friendship enriches our lives. Chapter 1. Ardmore University, Houston, Texas. The trees on the hill should be a perfect cover, Pelham thought. He moved quickly up the incline from the side of the road, where he'd hidden his car. The sun was low in the sky. He didn't have much time before the Kirby woman would be running down the path toward the science building. For the last 5 days, Rachel Kirby had been putting in 20-hour workdays, taking only 4 hours to rest at her condo before she'd gone back to the lab to work. Today should be no different. She'd drive her car to the parking lot 3 miles from the science building and run the rest of the way. Pelham knelt as he reached the trees and gazed down at the campus below. A few students were strolling on the sidewalk, and there was a girl sitting on the steps of the English building working on her laptop. Should he take them out? It would confuse the motivation. The police would think he was just a nutcase if he didn't focus solely on Rachel Kirby. But it would also raise a public outcry and make the chase hotter for him. Oh well, he'd decide later. His instincts were usually good when it came down to the final moment. He opened his gun case. Wait, Rachel. Rachel turned at the front door to see Allie coming down the stairs. I've got to get back to the lab, Allie. I'm late. Not too late to talk to me.